Your morning team on WSGW, Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you.
Slavery I've been doing ain't got no reason or rhyme. And I can't hardly wait for it to finally be quitting time. Cause I've been pushing steel through a rundown Rust Belt plant. And I can't wait to head on home so I can take my gal to dance.
Young country music star Zach Bryan endearing himself to fans. You're hearing some of the news stories. I think CBS references that to 8 o'clock, but Zach Bryan apparently dropped a new album. It's a live album. That's what we're listening to, a cut from the album, of his November 3rd show at Colorado's Red Rocks Amphitheater. And as of Monday morning, his album All My Homies Hate Ticketmaster is number one.
I saw that this morning too.
On the country chart, yeah. And number two is his 2022 label debut, American Heartbreak. So he's enjoying some stardom right now. Yeah, it's interesting. That's the name of the album. There's no reference with any song that has to do, but he knows what's going on with Ticketmaster, right. And he actually released a statement. Seems there is a massive issue with fair ticket prices to live shows lately. I've met kids at my shows who have paid upwards of $400 to be there, and I'm done with it. I've decided to play a limited number of headline shows next year, to which I've done all I can to make prices as cheap as possible and to prove to people tickets don't have to cost $450 to see a good and honest show. To clarify, he does say, I am playing a few festivals which I have no control over.
Well, that's true.
So keep that in mind. But he talks about the working class people being able to afford tickets. Tired of people saying things can't be done about this massive issue while huge monopolies sit there stealing money from working class people. Also, to any songwriter trying to make relatable music for the working class man or woman, they should pride themselves on fighting for people who listen to the words that they're singing. A tour announcement is coming soon. I'm sorry it has taken so long. Just did everything I possibly could to make tickets more affordable. That from Zach Bryan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Again, endearing himself. Probably not just to country fans now.
Yeah, right.
To a lot of other people, too.
Everywhere. So we actually have got a copy of this statement that we put on our morning team page in case you want to check it out for yourself. You can go to WSW.com, scroll down, find the red section where the shows are highlighted. Look for the morning team circle. Click on it. Today's date being December 27th, 2022, and you can see that statement for yourself. But there'll be obviously more announcements coming at some point when it comes to Zach Bryan and friends going on a tour.
Well, it's a great ending of 2022 for him.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or is that a beginning of 2023?
Maybe a little both.
A little of both, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe a little both.
It'll be interesting to see if Ticketmaster has any kind of response to that. I mean, the backlash has got to be phenomenal, but then again, they've got a monopoly. What are people able to do? Really, not much.
And I'm just reviewing a couple of stories, but I don't see any response yet. Mm. The only response I see in this story, and this was from the Associated Press, a message seeking comment from Ticketmaster was not immediately returned.
Not surprised.
I'm guessing not.
Not surprised.
All my homies hate Ticketmaster. Just dropping from Zach Bryan.